Doc Wallach with us this hour from criticalhealthnews.com. Next hour, we'll talk about the supernatural. criticalhealthnews.com is Doc's website, and the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. If we get 300 more hits on the website, they set another record. So just go to it, criticalhealthnews.com, from your smartphone, from your desktop, and let's just crash the website. Though they've put in servers, it's almost impossible to crash at criticalhealthnews.com. But we'll come back and we'll take your calls this hour, so stand by. And welcome back. Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, and we'll get to your calls as well. Your text and tweets, Tom, we'll get those ready. Doc, great information here. Anything new coming down the pike?
Well, George, people are beginning to understand that they have to supplement. You know, we put 6 quarts of oil in our car before the engine burns up, and if you change it every 1,000 miles, you get 300,000 miles out of the engine. If you put 6 quarts of dirt from Texas in there, because there's bound to be some oil in that dirt because it's from Texas, you're not going to get around the block.
Well, no.
The same thing is true with us. And of course, I've been yelling about this for 45 years, and that's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute is a national treasure. Okay. Well, what's coming new is things that I was saying back in the 70s is now being said by the World Health Organization. We can prevent cancer 100%. I said in 1971 that by avoiding the processed meats, things like ham and bacon and bologna and salami and pastrami, you could reduce your risk of cancer significantly. If you eat one serving a day of those processed meats, increase your risk of cancer the same as smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Everybody laughed at me back in 1978 when I said that, George. Now, today the World Health Organization just said the same thing.
Oh, they sure did. And they came out with a study about nitrites.
Yes, exactly. That's in those processed meats.
Yep.
And so if we avoid those things, cancer will be a historical thing. It'll be the end. We won't have it anymore. But you do have to get rid of the bad stuff and give your body the good stuff so it can maintain itself.
In the old days, and I'm talking about way back in the 1500s, 1600s, what kind of incidence of cancer do you think they had, Doc, in those days?
It was actually extremely low, and we know this from mummies, you know, doing autopsies on mummies and looking at bodies that were preserved and embalmed and so forth, doing autopsies on them years later. And there's no doubt about it, and of course there's many, many reasons. Number one, they did not have electricity. And electricity has contributed to cancer significantly. And that's because before electricity, people had wood stoves for thousands of years. They would put the wood ashes in the gardens, and wood ashes weren't ashes, carbon. 99% of that powder we call wood ashes are really minerals that the trees sucked up out of the ground. And a tree only needs 3 minerals out of the soil. Vertebrates, like human beings, require 60. Well, when we went to electricity, we stopped burning wood for fuel. We stopped putting those minerals in the soil in our gardens. And our source of minerals went away, nutritional minerals went away. And within 50 or 60 years, we had hundreds of diseases, including a significant increase in cancer, which had not happened before. And everybody attributed it to bad genes because they didn't know what else to call it. But it actually came because of the nutritional deficiency of minerals, because our source of minerals, the wood ashes, was gone because we switched the technologies to electricity.
Let's go to the phones again. Let's pick it up by going to Roz in the city of New York. Hi, Roz. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. I'm so grateful to you. I wanted to find out, I'm suffering from severe mitral prolapse and also severe bloating.
Mitral prolapse, that's the valve in the heart, right, Doc?
That's correct. It's a mitral valve.
It's a valve.
And it means that the heart is enlarged. It means the heart enlarges. And so the valve, you know, right and left sides don't touch each other when the heart beats. They flap upwards because they're not touching each other. And there's nothing to restrain them from flapping upwards, so they prolapse. And, of course, then you get blood slushing back into the wrong chamber and causes murmurs and weakness and all that kind of stuff. And so how much do you weigh?
103. I'm about 5'2".
Okay, that's about right. Okay, do you have any history of things like asthma, bronchitis, or skin problems, eczema, dermatitis?
I have had eczema, yes.
Okay. Well, you have what we call a gluten problem, and gluten consumption causes a absorption problem. It will significantly reduce your efficiency of absorption, and this will result in your inability to efficiently absorb nutrients, even if they were in the food. Even if you're supplementing, you're not going to efficiently absorb the nutrients. You wind up with all kinds of breakdowns of tissue, including heart, including a breakdown of the heart muscle so it gets bigger, and this could be called congestive heart failure. This could be called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. So at 102 pounds, you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. And we know yourself, do you have any children?
No.
Okay, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Okay, you need to warn them because they have the same problem. They have a gluten problem because your mother gave it to you and your brothers and sisters and your nieces and nephews from your sisters on, you know, from your mother's side, all right? And so you want to get rid of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, wheat, barley, and oats, maximize the absorption of nutrients, get rid of the inflammation. And then one healthy brain and heart pack per month, one healthy brain and heart pack per month, divide everything in half except the selenium. Once you get another bottle of selenium, so you can take six of those a day, two, two, and two, for a little gal like yourself. I also want you to take the de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. They actually deal with the mechanical maintenance of the heart and prevent enlargement of the heart and congestive heart failure. And it's amazing. These are caused congestive heart failure with enlargement of the heart so that the valve leaves don't meet and you get mitral valve prolapse is caused by a deficiency of one vitamin. And, of course, if you're getting hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, which can cause sudden death in young athletes, and you get a heart enlargement causing mitral valve prolapse, that's a deficiency of a single mineral. So you take all this stuff, and you should see significant results very quickly. Within, say, 2 to 6 weeks, you should see a more normal heart rate. You should see a return to normal size of your heart. And the murmur, you can tell this yourself. I mean, you can listen. And that murmur that goes along with the mitral valve prolapse should slowly disappear, which means their heart's coming to its normal size. And the valve is meeting and not prolapsing.
Doc, I have a friend of mine who had surgery several years ago, and they gave him an option of an artificial valve or a pig's valve, and they gave him a warning. They said, if you take the artificial valve, it'll last longer, but you'll be on medication for the rest of your life. If you take the pig's valve, we're going to have to go in there every 5 or 6 years and replace it. What do you want? And he took the pig's valve. Did he take the right thing?
Well, how long ago was it?
6, 7 years ago.
Okay. Well, if he takes, again, the 90 essential nutrients and stays away from all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the also glutens, you know, he might get 10, 12 years out of that valve, and he may even get more. If you're giving your body what it needs, it has the capacity to maintain itself, and I would throw in some stem cell stuff. We have a wonderful stem cell program which regrows cells. Again, we want to maximize our genetic potential for maintenance and repair. And so not only do you take the 90 essential nutrients, you throw in our stem cell.
And my favorite is Immortalium.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head. I didn't want to be too
I love that thing.
Too markety. Oh, yeah. No, I take three of those twice a day just for prevention. And when you get commercial stem cells, when they take your fat and they get stem cells out of there and inject them back into you, you get one or two multiplications out of those stem cells, and that's it, because they don't give you the nutrients to maintain the new cells and help them maintain and repair themselves and go on and on and on and on. And so though you can spend $40,000 for a stem cell procedure through medicine and get two duplications out of it. You do it with nutrition, including the Immortalium. You know, you can go on forever.
Tom's got a text or tweet. Go ahead, Tommy.
A duck tweet from Carlos. Tried everything I can and can't lose weight. Have not done an exercise program yet. Will that help?
And the answer is no. The United States,
putting it bluntly.
The United States is ranked number one in the world when it comes to obesity. We are the number one obese nation in the world. That's because the medical system and the government has followed extremely carefully the theory on why we're overweight and obese. They believe falsely that people are overweight and obese because they eat too much and don't exercise enough. That's absolutely 1,000% incorrect. When you're overweight, when you're 35 pounds or more overweight, which means you're obese, you have a deficiency of any one of the members of a certain class of nutrients. And George, there's three of those nutrients in that class of nutrients. If you're deficient in any one of those three, you'll be the 300-pound, 500-pound, 800-pound person. And I get literally thousands of people every year, George, that are 5 foot, 5 foot two, 5 foot four, and they weigh 588 pounds, they weigh 620 pounds, and they'll lose half a pound or 2 pounds a day, and it'll be 3 or 4 days a week. They might lose 4 pounds, and it's healthy. I get guys that go from 488 pounds down to 165 in 7 months. No exercise. The only exercise is on the thumb on the TV remote. And they have to get rid of the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no sugar, okay, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, so you can absorb the nutrients. We have a program we call the Healthy Weight Loss Pack. I mean, that's not too difficult, which has a substance in it called Rev. You take a dropper full of that under your tongue 30 minutes for each meal, along with the Healthy Weight Loss Pack for 100 pounds of body weight. Leave it absorbs your old tissues. And within days, you'll begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And the magic here is, George, as long as you stay on your 90 appropriate for your body weight, you'll never gain the weight back, because being overweight and obese is not due to lack of exercise, eating too much. Is due to a nutritional deficiency.
And you feel better. Sheila writes from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, my grandmother has had diabetes. Does that mean I will get it too?
Absolutely not. Because diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is not genetic, as the medical doctors would have you believe. It's actually a deficiency of a single nutrient. We've known that for 85 years. Right now, diabetes is going crazy. There's a huge epidemic in the world, because that nutrient is no longer found in optimal amounts in our food. And in many, many places around the world, it is not there at all. And this just came out from the University of California, San Francisco, George, just late last year, that 55% of adults in California have type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes.
Oh, it's huge. It's an epidemic.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the word they use. And so, basically, you have to get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten, so you can absorb the 90 cents of nutrients. You take one healthy blood sugar pack per 100 pounds of body weight. If you're on, if you have diabetes already and you're on medication, you take your fasting blood sugar every morning before you medicate yourself. And as your blood sugar drops, and it will, you reduce your medication, your doctor taught you to do. And usually, I take people with this program, George. They have been a type 2 diabetic for 30 years with all the complications. They have their toes amputated, their feet amputated. They're going blind. They have cardiovascular disease. And in 30 days, they're an ex-diabetic. Their doctor takes them off the medication because their doctor says, I have no earthly idea, but you're not a diabetic anymore.
That's the goal, isn't it, to get off all these meds?
Yes, because like pain, when you have arthritis, you can take a painkiller, but the arthritis keeps getting worse. Because pain is not the disease, it's just a symptom. The same thing with type 2 diabetes. You can control your blood sugar perfectly, and you'll still go blind and get gangrene in your feet and get cardiovascular disease complications, because the blood sugar issue is not the disease. Okay, it's just a symptom.
Let's go to Jesse in Durango, Colorado now, wild card line. Hi, Jess, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Doc. I hope you're doing well.
Hi.
I wanted to check with you. Most of the questions that I had asked you'd already answered. I was in a wreck 6 years ago. A trailer. Consequently, I lost. But wanted to check with on my. Well, the blood sugar.
What type of injuries? What type of injuries did you get? What type of injuries?
Oh, massive! I got hit at over 120 miles an hour and shoved away for over half a mile.
You're lucky you're still with us.
Yeah, the good Lord was definitely watching out for all of us.
So you have impact injuries everywhere. Okay. Now, are you in a wheelchair, a walker? Or are you able to get around, even slowly?
I had to have both knees replaced. My leg was broken in two spots, and my foot and ankle were broken at about six each. Back in injuries, because it ripped everything from the top of my head. toe bone.
Okay, let's stop there. That's okay. Let's stop there. How old are you and how much do you weigh?
Well, thyroid-wise, I'm back up to 235 again.
And how old are you, Jesse?
64.
You're 64,
and
200
plus.
And how tall?
5'4". I lost 2 inches because of the wreck.
Yeah,
okay,
I could
so
see that.
2 inches, and you're 265. Is that what you said? 265?
Yep. She's 200 plus, Doc.
Okay. So you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. Get rid of all the inflammatory stuff. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils or gluten. Everybody in the household, the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, spouse, partner, renter, roommate, mother-in-law, caregiver, everybody's got to be drop-dead gluten-free so you don't have absorption issues. And at 260, I go ahead and take three healthy brain and heart packs per month, one per 100 pounds of body weight per month, three healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then you want to throw in 12 of the MSM tablets. See, these are designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, help you. You might even gain some of that height loss that you've suffered by, you know, your body able to rebuild the disc. So I go ahead and take 12 of those MSM tablets. That'll be two bottles a month or big bottles. You can take three, four times a day. And also take 20 of the glucagel capsules a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner, five at bedtime. That'll be three bottles a month of the glucagel capsules. And, again, they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone cell. And this is going to work all over, every joint in your body, your back, even help you, your bones and your legs, hold the joint replacements. Because if you're not maintaining your bones and your legs, they continue to go away, and the spikes from those joint replacements that are up in your femur and down in your tibia and your bones, the hole gets bigger and those things begin to wallow around in there and they are very painful and they want to redo the surgery with bigger equipment to stop them from wallowing around. But the problem is that the bones keep going away. So this will deal with that. I also want you to get nine of our vitamin D3 capsules a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. That'll be three bottles a month of the vitamin D3 so you can maximize your absorption of these nutrients and maximize deposition of them into your bones. And then George's favorite, the Immortalium. You need the stem cell charger, we call it. It actually is the nutrition necessary for your stem cells to go to work and be maximally efficient.
Your body just regenerates its own stem cells, doesn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. This is what this product does. It's called Immortalium. It's one of my favorites also, George. And it'll take your stem cells, which are hibernating because they're not getting what they need to go to work, and it'll give them what they need, and suddenly they just get unleashed and go to work. And areas that have been sleeping for years and not maintaining, repairing themselves, suddenly now go to work. And I just really believe you're going to, you know, if you've lost 2 inches, you might gain back over an inch of that, maybe even all 2 inches.
That would be something.
I've had people lose 7 inches, George. They've lost 7 inches, okay? And they're in their 90s, and they'll regrow that 7 inches.
That's amazing. Why do I like the tablets more than the capsules? I just like them better.
I think people like tablets better than capsules because sometimes you'll chew on the capsule, and as you exhale, you get a big cloud of dust. And you sometimes have to taste those powders in the capsules.
And what are the capsules made with?
They're actually a plant gelatin. In some cases, they're a beef skin gelatin, and they're kosher. Okay, if they're beef skin gelatin,
right.
So, you know, even people who follow the kosher diet can have them. But we try to use as often as possible, plant.
No, that's the smart thing to do. Doc, we're going to come back and take final phone calls with you in a moment. CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Let's go to John in Hemet, California, first-time caller. Hi, John. Thanks for holding so long.
Hey, George. Hey, Doc.
Good to have you with us.
Hey.
What's what can we help you with?
Okay, I'm 66 years old. I have an AAA. It went from 4.5 to 4.7 in a year's time. What can I do?
Okay, an AAA, are you talking about an aortic aneurysm?
Yes.
Okay.
Abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Okay, so it's abdominal, and did they tell you it was operable or inoperable?
No, I don't know what that means. What that means?
I mean, do they want to operate on you or not? Did they say?
Actually, according to everything I read, they say they wanted to get to 5.0 or 5.2 before they do the operation. And
okay.
The stomach or through the groin. Okay.
And it's at 4.7, Doc, right now.
Okay. And your stomach went 4.7.
Let me ask you one more question. Do you have light gray or silver hair?
No.
Do you have any varicose veins or hemorrhoids?
Go ahead, Doc. His phone's a little off.
Okay. He sounds out. Aneurysms are caused by a breakdown of the elastic fibers in the arteries, very similar to the cause of varicose veins, which are breakdown of the elastic fibers in the walls of the veins. Very often, they will have gray hair, which is caused by the same deficiency. And they can also have arthritis and tendon problems, maybe even some types of anemia, because, again, that same nutrient deficiency can cause all these other problems. So per 100 pounds of body weight, I'd have a friend here take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. He sounds like he weighs at least a couple hundred pounds. So I'd have him take two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of thing twice a day. And, again, I would throw in that Immartellium, get the stem cells going in the walls of the arteries. He could take three of those tablets twice a day. I'd also have him get the MSM, which are the raw materials for the walls of arteries and veins. MSM is the sulfur compounds that are necessary to make the connective tissue and so forth. So I'd have him take nine of those a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner, be two bottles a month of the MSM. And stay away from all the inflammatory things. Stay away from the bad stuff, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. I actually get billionaires come to me. And they have inoperable aortic aneurysms, either right up against the heart or down in the abdominal area. And within 90 days, they can go away. Okay, the body will repair itself, given the right raw materials, and stop the ongoing damage of the inflammatory foods.
This email in, Doc, from someone who says they have cyclical vomiting syndrome. Is there anything that they can do about this condition? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, doctors give names to things that are pretty simple. And usually if they have cyclical vomiting, we're talking, you know, need to ask them some questions. Do they have eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis? Do they have bowel problems, celiac disease? Do they have appendicitis? Do they have a history of asthma? Do they have ringing in their ears?
And migraines.
Migraines. They have ringing in the ears or migraines. You have osteoporosis of the skull. And the eighth cranial nerve gets squeezed as it comes from inside the skull, through the skull to the outside. And you get vertigo. You feel like you have motion sickness along with the nausea and vomiting. That used to be called Meniere's disease. They renamed it Wallach's vertigo because I figured out what caused it. Doctors still say, oh, you got a virus in your inner ear. No. You have osteoporosis of the skull. And so here's a case where, again, they want to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. They want to take the one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, get the CM cream, take a half a teaspoon of the CM cream in the morning when they wake up, again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, put down in each ear with a Q-tip like they're trying to get wax out of their ear. They can use the CM cream and the trauma oil behind their ear on their temples to help with that. They can take the ultimate enzymes. Our ultimate enzymes, they can take two of those, say 2 minutes before each meal with a couple ounces of water. That will help with nausea. And don't forget that CBD oil, that comes out, it may be available now, but certainly in a couple of weeks. You have to call the office and say, hey, I want some of that. I want to be one of the first ones. You just rub that on your tummy, and it's one of those miracle things. You just rub it on your tummy, and it quiets everything down all on the inside.
It's a great idea to do that, too, Doc. It shows that you're on the cutting edge. West of the Rockies, Sean is in Santa Barbara, California. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi. You, 4 months ago, asked me to speak to Wallach. This is Parkinson's. Sean has the Parkinson's.
Right.
And one time you said you wanted me to speak to this gentleman, and I was trying to, but I couldn't, so now I can.
Now you can. Okay.
So I have... first I thought this was genetic because the doctor doesn't believe it's genetic. Okay, but my grandmother had Parkinson's and wet age through macular degeneration, which I have. I'm blind, like I'm one eye. She was blind.
Okay.
She had Parkinson's. My mother had Parkinson's.
Okay.
She was blind. My uncle had it. My aunt had it.
Hold on, Doc. Hold on. Let him finish this up. Go ahead.
So they all had this. So I'm fighting this thing differently. What I'm eating, like Doc Wall said, I love my eggs. I put what I eat is I eat I drink the egg yolk, and then I cook the egg really soft, the scramble. I put in a corn tortilla. I don't have gluten. Then I put gaba sour cream on. Then I put a little hot sauce on there, and then I eat it, and then I have it with my refried beans. And then what I have also helped my food is I have hemp seeds, chia seeds, I have pumpkin seeds, I have almond milk, blackstrap molasses, Bragg's nutritional yeast. I put that all in. Now, one guy on your show said don't put it in a Nutribullet because it gets rid of all, like, does something to it. Well, if you do it the other way and you look at your your stool, I'll tell you, it's all in your stool. So 50% of something's better, 100% of nothing.
So your biggest issue is what, the Parkinson's?
The Parkinson's, and then my wet age macular degeneration. Then it's got this chronic sinus.
Well, let's let the doc. Let's let the doc take over. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. Well, the fact that you have food coming through recognizable in your stool tells me you have a severe, and your mother and your aunties and your sisters and everybody related that it has these problems have a gluten problem. And so you're not absorbing nutrients, and that's why your tissues are breaking down, okay? So you want to get our shakes, our Slender Effect shakes, but instead of making it with water, unless you do need to lose weight, if you don't need to lose weight, get the Slender Effect shakes. To make it water, make it with heavy whipping cream. Okay, when you have Parkinson's disease, you've got to rebuild the brain. So we want to get that dairy fat into you, okay, through the heavy whipping cream in the Slender Effect shake. And I want you to take 6 eggs twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight if you have Parkinson's disease. We've got to really go after this. Okay, so it'd be 6 eggs twice a day, so it'll be 2 shakes a day. And per 100 pounds of body weight, you're going to take one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month. And then I also want you to get the Synaptive. Take 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And they're designed to support the manufacturer of neurotransmitters so the brain cells can talk to each other. All right? You also need the De-Stress Capsules, capital D like David, dash stress. I want you to take 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. That's for the metabolism of the brain. And then I also want you to get the Ultimate Niacin Plus. Take 2 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. The Ultimate Niacin Plus, again, for the metabolism of the brain. And then I also, again, want you to take that Immortalium. The brain will rebuild itself. It is an amazing thing. Parkinson's disease, again, I have billionaires come to me for Parkinson's disease. I had one guy, David Dietrich, a billionaire up in Moose Jaw, Canada. He was terminal, unconscious. And in 90 days, perfectly normal. And so we have great, 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 great results with Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and Huntington's disease, all of which are thought to be genetic, as your doctors have told you. They are not. They're just simple nutritional deficiencies. George, almost always these diseases are secondary to the malabsorption of gluten. So they've got to be drop-dead gluten-free so they can absorb the nutrients.
All right, let's go to our final text or tweet for the night. What do you have, Tom?
This one's from Janice in San Pedro, California. Please have Doc talk about the use of the product Metamucil.
Metamucil.
Okay, well, Metamucil is a fiber, and it helps with having healthy, regular, predictable bowel movements instead of constipation. And, again, when people have that issue, when they have constipation, it usually reflects a gluten problem, so they got to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils and glutens. Metamucil is one of those legendary things that's been around forever because it works. And then, of course, we have one that goes along with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the Healthy Weight Loss Pack and so forth, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And we call it Herbal Rainforest. It's a liquid, okay, and it has 12 classic cleansing herbs, including Cascara Sagrada and Taraxacum. It also has 78 minerals, and it tastes like peaches. The average person can take a tablespoon of that every night before bed with a half a glass of water. That'll mean that that quart will last 2 months, and it'll give you a predictable, comfortable bowel movement every morning, and in some cases, 2 bowel movements a day. It's just really great. Instead of having 2 bowel movements a week, you'll have 1 or 2 a day. And you can take this herbal rainforest every day. You can take Metamucil every day, but it has the nutrition of the 78 nutrients, and it also is a detoxifier, which Metamucil is not. And so the herbal rainforest is just beautiful. If you work in a place where there's all kinds of chemicals that you're working around, or, you know, paints and those sorts of things, or chemicals, or you work around electronics and you have all these inks and so forth, you want to take that herbal rainforest every day, and it will give you the same effect as Metamucil. But Metamucil is legendary. It's great. No negatives if you just use it what it's for. There's no nutrition in it, but it does do the job as far as constipation.
Doc, email in from Michael, says, I've heard good and bad things about coffee and how it works with the heart. What does the doc think?
Okay, well, George, the latest research just came from England about a week ago. 500,000 people over a 10-year period. If you consume 3 to 8 cups of coffee a day, you had 10 years to your life and healthy years. And, of course, we have our wonderful Java Fit coffees. We own the plantations. We fertilize them. And other coffee companies buy our beans because there's nothing like them on the market. They also subcontract with us to do the roasting for them and packaging for them in our big, big roasting plant in Miami. And our coffee is a big part of our business. We have the premium roast coffee. We have the premium roast decaf. We have like 6 different flavors. My favorite flavored coffee, George, is the hazelnut cinnamon.
And this is this caffeine or decaffeinated?
The flavored coffees are all have caffeine in them.
They do. Okay.
Yep.
10 years longer. That's true. I had that. I had that story.
500,000 people in this study.
Nancy in Victoria, Texas. Hi, Nance. Go ahead.
Hi. I got a question.
Sure.
Okay. Recently, since my father passed away back in June of 2018, which was last month, I've been doing some research in regards of what causes the liver to go from healthy to cirrhosis state.
Okay. Was he a heavy drinker?
Okay. Yes.
He was a heavy drinker, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, cirrhosis of the liver is caused by 2 things. Number one, inflammation, which could come from alcohol, you know, too much alcohol, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, but also deficiencies. I get people that have 90% of their liver damaged with cirrhosis. Their liver is the size of an orange instead of the size of 2 basketballs like it should be. And they were in line, obviously, for liver transplants. And we're talking, this is a little gal, we gave her the program, which is the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which has the same nutrients necessary for a healthy liver. We gave her 2. We kind of overdosed her. We also gave her the Immortellium to support the stem cells regrowing the liver. And in 3 months' time, she had a perfectly normal, healthy, full-size liver. And we do this literally thousands of times a year around the world. So liver cirrhosis is not genetic. It is from inflammation and nutritional deficiencies.
We've got still so many emails. I tell you what I'm going to do, folks. I'm not going to throw them away. I'm going to keep them for the next time Doc Wallach is on, so we will get to them eventually. There's just so much information, and, Doc, the calls just keep on coming. But thank you, and we'll talk to you on your next visit, okay?
Okay, God bless you. And you know, our pharmacist, Ben, is just great, so it's great to have him on, too. He's just a mountain of knowledge, and thank you so much. You and Tom are just the best. We love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Okay, Doc. Pharmacist Ben will be on with us in about 3 weeks. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the number to call, I know he goes through information really fast, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, we're going to talk about the supernatural.